Triple M's Rush Hour starts in 10 seconds.
I'm already getting excited.
Thanks to the new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Swear by it, not at it. The ball designed for you.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Ow! I see assholes like you every day.
James Brayshaw.
Every day.
Billy Brownless.
Is this moron number one?
I did chemistry and I licked the spoon.
Put moron number two on the phone.
Which might explain your performance.
What the hell is wrong with you two?
Everybody's working overtime. Listening to the Rush Hour.
Triple M.
I feel good.
Ah, yes. Triple M's Rush Hour, sponsored by TaylorMade Golf. And Billy here with Joey, and Joey's favourite song, Eye of a Tiger. He said, we've got to play that before we come on air. That's your fault,
Joey. That was a request. Thank you, Bill. Nice to be here. How are you going this afternoon? You seem to be up and about.
It was till about 5 minutes ago. But we're on. We're on air here. It's going to be a big show. We've got a big, big, big show. We've got no Rabsy today, but we got Michael. G'day, Michael.
Oh, morning, Wilbur.
Well, where is Rabsy? Is he a bit sick?
Coronavirus.
Oh, he doesn't.
No.
Don't say the C word.
Next, he'll be in the supermarkets buying toilet paper and dunny paper. Don't worry about that.
I just saw, though, it's starting to creep closer to your home. I just saw something at Avalon. There might be a little coronavirus scare at Avalon, which is on the way to Geelong.
There's an airport there at Avalon.
Yep.
And there's a really good hospital, the University Hospital. They look after him there. Ooh. But we've got a big show. Mark Blixabs. We'll have a chat to Blix.
Underrated superstar.
Very good player. And he wants to play at fullback too, which a lot of blokes don't do that, Joey.
Absolutely. And I want to try and reach out to our listeners, Bill. I know I stirred you up yesterday about your celebrity jungle mates and all you did last week.
You're still on this.
I am a little bit. But I want to reach out to our listeners. It's got me thinking. And I want our listeners to put their thinking caps on. We'll touch on that a bit later in the show. And I reckon we'll get some good calls today.
You have brought a phone topic, have you?
I've brought a phone topic. I did some homework.
And then we might close with a joke. But did you watch the basketball last night, game two?
Absolutely. Melbourne United, Sydney Kings. Bill, I've been loving the NBL all season. I've followed it closely. I'm a big fan. We had Andrew Gaze on Dead Set Legends on the weekend. And I'm all over the basketball. I've been loving it.
All over.
Yeah, all over it.
Well, I know who's going to win. I'm very good at picking the winners of the game. Of course, they lost on Friday night in game one up there in Sydney.
Right.
They came back last night, Monday night, played in Melbourne. And I had old Nostradamus Brownless had this to say. 40 minutes time, the tip off. They can win tonight. They should have won the other night. So I think they roll with that into the game and they win. Exactly right. That's what I said last night, Joey.
You did?
You know what you said?
Yeah. What did I say?
Can I remind you, by the way, Melbourne United defeated the Sydney Kings by 45 points.
Yep, they got absolutely flogged.
By 45 points, and you had this to say about the Kings.
No chance. 16 points up, 6 minutes to go. They blew it. I reckon when you're the underdog and you had a chance and you failed, I reckon that just takes the wind right out of you. I think the Sydney Kings will breathe a sigh of relief and they'll bounce back and win game two and go through to the grand final.
They'll bounce back. They got beaten by 45 points.
All right, I might have just got that one wrong.
Just. There was 38 unanswered points. Wouldn't happen at Narre Warren.
It was unbelievable. It was a 50-7 run. Like, that stuff you see in under 11.
Exactly.
This was playing against the top team. That they've been on top all year, the Sydney Kings. And Melbourne absolutely embarrassed them.
What happened, Joe?
I don't know.
I'll tell you what happened. Two of their stars, Humphrey Bogart. Right?
And he had a big game.
In the first final.
Did he play, did he? Yesterday,
well, in the first final, 3 points.
Yep.
Last night, 0.
Big Humphrey.
So there are two games. And then Casper Ware, who's their superstar.
Casper the Ghost.
The Ghost.
He went missing.
In the first final, 7 points. Yep. Last night, 10 points. So those two players, their two best players, 20 points in two games.
And then our imports, big Sean Long, that you're all over. You love big Longy.
Was he fired up?
Yeah, he was fired up. And Mallow Trimble, he's my favourite. They dominated. But that was unbelievable last night. You couldn't take your eyes off it. It's the biggest result ever since they've gone to the 40 minutes in an NBL game. It used to be 48 minutes.
Right.
Since it's been 40 minutes, which has been, I'm not sure, 6 or 7 or 8 years now, it's the biggest margin. And it's in a semi-final.
Huge. Unbelievable win.
Great.
So game three, Kings take on Melbourne United up in Sydney on Thursday night at 7:30. Who wins that one, Joey?
Melbourne.
Yes.
They've got them shot now.
That's
Kings
a great
can't
win.
Bounce back.
Well done to United. Well done to Hutchie and United and everyone there. Very good win there. All right, we better take a break. Mark Blixabs is on the phone. We're going to have a quick chat to him and see how the Cats are going.
Yeah, absolutely.
Got it to Dangerfield. Long ball to the goal square. Hodge down there. Blixabs. Chance for the Cats. Picked up by Blixabs.
Got
the Blix. They get three in a row. And
Oh, Mark Blitzart's kicking a goal there. Of course, been a star for the Cats down back. Two Kaji Greaves medal, Joey, which is two best and fairest of the Cats. Of course, was a great steeplechaser, and he joins us on the Rush Hour. Blitz, welcome.
Billy, Joey, thanks for having me, mate.
Good on you. What was it like, my friend, pulling on the big V jumper last Friday night? And were you one that used to watch the Vics take on the South Australia and WA?
Not a heap. I'd seen a little bit of Jimmy going at Boris when they played against each other, when they last did it. And, I thought it was fantastic. It was an absolute honour to support the Big V. We had a few meetings before the game and the day before as well with our captain's run, and just had a few people chat to us about what it meant to pull on the hoops and the V, and how much of an honour it was. And I think it was such a well-run event for a great cause, and it was just good fun playing with players that are normally your enemies each week.
Yeah. Well, Mark, interesting you say that, playing with your enemies, and you also play against some of your mates and teammates. And now, do you feel a little bit bad that you didn't let your mate Tommy Hawkins get a kick? I mean, you could have at least let him just feel good about himself going into round one. You absolutely blanketed him, and you played as well as always, but have you had a little bit of byplay since then?
No, not too much. It's been good. won the bottle of red off him. So, we're always going in. We've done a lot of training against each other this pre-season, and it felt really nice to line up on him, and keep him goalless was good.
Oh, you did well, mate. You did well. Did every Big V player get a letter from a former Big V player?
Correct. Yeah. It was something that Dimmer and the guys had organised. Gave us a couple of minutes before the game to just have a read of a handwritten letter from a previous representative, and it just really, really made it mean even that much more special that these guys previous had worn it and felt a great honour, and it was just a really nice touch.
Yeah, very good. Very good sporting family, Joey, let me tell
Absolutely.
You.
Absolutely.
I think his mum represented New Zealand, his dad represented Fiji or somewhere, but his sister, but his sister, Sarah, is also a basketball champion, and she's actually in the playoffs as we speak.
Yeah, she is, yep. They're versus Canberra Capitals. Game two is tomorrow night in the WNBL Grand Final. They unfortunately lost the first by 2 points, but I think it's going to be a pretty good series, so she's going well with that, Bill, and she's still in the Opal squad, so she's hoping to go to Tokyo this year if it goes ahead. So she's going really well.
That's the Southside Flyers that are playing in the grand final. Very sporting family. I just want to ask you, Mark, about a couple of teammates that have joined the club, Jack Stephen, Josh Jenkins. How are they travelling, and you're gearing up for a big round one against the Giants? First up, tough game first up, but everything going well preparation-wise?
Yeah, it is going to be tough. Travelling over there, we're really looking forward to it. We've still got the game next week against Essendon to fine-tune a few things. Jack and Joshy especially have come into the club and really added value on field with their training and their experience. And both are very knowledgeable and have been really successful at the club. So we're wrapped to have them and hopefully they can play some really good footy this year.
How's that Oscar Brownless kid going?
Is he down
Every
there?
Time I ask Bill, he never gives me anything.
Well, he hasn't.
He's a ripper, Bill. I don't know how you produce that one. He's a ripper.
Hey, the one that all Geelong supporters want to know about, Blitz, is Nakia Cockatoo. How's he going?
He's good. A little setback with his hammy a month or so ago, but he's ultimate professional. He's going to get his rehab right, and he's starting to move really well. So, definitely some footy for him. This year we're very, very hopeful. And as Paddy alluded to in previous interviews, if he can get his body right, he's going to be huge for us on the field. So, we're looking forward to that as well.
We are indeed. The Marsh Community Series continues. The Cats play Essendon next Monday, public holiday, of course, at Colac Central Reserve. Beautiful ground there at 4:40. So that is next Monday. Come along, all the Western District people are listening in, and Geelong people, to have a look at the Cats take on Essendon there. That's a big game because you probably take your best side there, don't you, Blitz?
I think that's the plan, yeah. We really want to gear up for round one, and this is the way to do it. So we had a nice little training session on the deck yesterday, and it's in really good nick. So it should be ripper. Public holiday Monday, and I think we'll get a few guys to the game, which should be good.
Before we let you go, Blitz, I just wanted to ask about a photo I saw of you at a Halloween party just recently in late 2019, in obviously October 31, Bill, Halloween. You're in Beverly Hills.
Yes.
That looked amazing. Was there a story behind that? Where were you for your Halloween?
Yep. we were in LA. Ooh. We got tickets to a little house party, Halloween party, which was nice. And with a few of the boys, Jed Buse and James Parsons, and... Yeah, we don't mind a dress-up, so it's good fun being in the US for Halloween.
Yeah, very nice. He dresses up well, too. He likes a party, Blix.
Does he?
He comes across all nice.
Yeah, I was going to say, it doesn't seem like the party type. Mate,
but he goes to all those lawn, you know, what are they called down there? Where they
Festivals.
Yeah, oh, he loves that, Blix, and dyes the hair blonde. And
dyes the hair blonde.
He does, and jumps into the mush pit or whatever it is.
Yeah, I see you down there quite often too, Bill, so don't throw me under the bus.
Still in love, are we? Jeeva, going well?
Yeah, she's great.
Yep. She is, yep. For you.
Georgia.
Very good. Hey, well done, mate. Great speaking with you, Blitz. All the best. The Cats take on Essendon next Monday in Colac. And then round one, they take on the Giants up there Saturday, 21st of March. Big game there. 53,000 members at the minute. The Cats would love more. Membership, geelongcats.com.au. Good on you, Blitz.
Good on you, guys. Thank you.
Thanks, mate. Welcome back to Triple M's Rush Hour. Joey here filling in for James Brayshaw, who'll be back in a couple of weeks, still on holidays. But, of course, we've still got the star of the show, Billy Brownless, here. Bill?
Yes, Joey.
Now, listening to the show last week, first week back, and it was a good week, but I just couldn't help it here. When you had your best mate Daisy on the show, all you spoke about was Celebrity Jungle. You went on about all that. You had Rhonda on the show and Miguel. So funny, Miguel. And
Charlotte.
Charlotte and Perez Hilton.
No, not even.
You must have loved being in the jungle because that's all you wanted to speak about. It's all you're speaking about off air.
Yeah.
You must have had a really good time.
Reality TV, mate.
Are you starting to turn into one of these people that wants to be a serial reality TV star?
No.
I just get that vibe.
I think I'm too old for it,
to be honest, if you are, Bill, because you loved Celebrity Jungle so much. It got me thinking, and I thought,
what other reality shows,
if Billy was to go on another reality show,
yes,
what would you like to see? So I want some help from the listeners. 133353.
Yep.
Put your thinking caps on. If Billy Brownless was to go on another reality TV show, what would you like to see him on? And I thought about one.
Here we go.
Just off the top of my head.
Hang on, we got the tape rolling because this will be gold. This will be gold here.
I reckon you'd go well on Dating in the Dark. Because you can spice up your...
What's Dating in the Dark?
Basically, you get to go on a date, but they don't get to see what you look like.
Have you got clothes on?
I think you keep your clothes on, yeah.
But you don't know what they look like.
No, that's why I reckon you'd be a chance on that
she'd
one.
She'd sound really, really nice and bubbly and all that.
And you get to touch them and kiss them and feel them and then you chat to each other and then you work out whether you want to go on a date.
And have a screen or something.
Yeah, and then you get to see them. I reckon you'd go right on Dating in the Dark.
No.
What about Mike? Have you got one that you'd like to see?
Michael.
Wouldn't mind seeing you on something like The Masked Singer. Like under like the monster costume or something like that.
I can't sing, but you got to be able to sing, don't you, to go on that?
You do.
What about The Strong Man? Any of those ones
What's a strong?
Just those shows they have where you lift the big boulders. I can do that now. I've lost all this weight. Strong Man show.
You were talking yesterday about how your knees are wonky and your ankles are on your shoulders and wrists and everything else. But I tell you what, it'd be fun. But I want to get the listeners because I reckon they'll have a few ideas. If Billy Brownless was to go on another reality show off the back of Celebrity Jungle, what would you love to see him appear on?
And we got some good prizes.
We have some great prizes.
You and a mate can go for a four-day ticket to the Formula One Rolex Grand Prix coming up or the All-Star Mile. Four of you can go along to Caulfield March 14, thanks to mrcracing.com.
Some great prizes. We want to hear them. 133353. Before the ad break, Bill, I asked our listeners if you were to go on another reality TV show, now that you think you've become this reality star since the jungle, what show would the people like to see you on? And the switchboard has lit up.
It has.
There's been heaps of calls. Let's get straight. You want to read a couple? We had a couple, actually. We sent out on the socials a bit earlier.
We did, in the social media, which are very good. What did you get there?
Dale Higgins said he'd like to see you on Play School.
Yeah, fair enough.
About your level.
Yep. Peter Hansen said The Biggest Loser, LOL.
That's right. What else? Maybe Big Brother, Paul Weston. I reckon you'd be all right in Big Brother.
And I'm not sure about Nat Loss down the bottom there.
What'd she say?
X on the Beach. Don't know how we go there. That'd be interesting, Joey.
Well, let's take a couple of the calls. We'll start with Blake from Ballarat. Blake, what would you like to see Big Bill on?
Yeah, I reckon Bill should be on The Bachelor.
Yes, that
actually,
is the one.
I wouldn't mind that, Blakey. I'd have you'd have a good look around, and you'd
how would you go?
I reckon he'd be bloody great on it.
I reckon he would too. Actually,
yeah, I think they you got to try before you buy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah,
that's
don't it. You, Blakey?
Get the that's it.
Yeah, very good. I think that's a good one. Very good start, Blake. Well done, Jason. What would you like to see Big Bill on?
Joey, Billy, I reckon without a doubt, banged up abroad. Billy having 100 frothies, end up knocked over in hospital or get locked up.
Yes, good. It's a good show, Banged Up Abroad. Yeah. So that's the one where everyone that goes overseas and they somehow get themselves locked up. Generally, they're trying to smuggle drugs into the country.
Or in hospital.
Yeah. But imagine you got yourself locked up for a night.
Frothies.
Too many frothies. And then you have to retell the story and reenact it.
We've done that before.
Where? What country?
No, Maddie in Pakenham. G'day, Maddie.
Hey, guys, how are you?
What do you reckon?
I think a bit of Dancing with the Stars, but with a bit of a twist, Bill.
Yeah, all right.
Just down your alley. Yeah. Dancing in the bars.
Oh, not bad.
Knock back a couple of frothies, get the shoes on, away you go.
In the bars.
Were you a bit of a dancer in your heyday?
I had to be late. I had to be well lubed.
Yeah, the dance floor. Well.
Which, that's why it's perfect, doing it in the bars.
I like
it. Knowing all inhibitions gone, just go for it, Bill.
Well done, Matty boy. Put a bit of thought into that. I like it, boy.
Very good. John from Seaford, what would you like to see Bill on?
Hello, Billy. It's the piano man.
What do you got on the back?
She's empty today. I'm just listening to you guys.
He just drives around with pianos on the back of his truck. He does. Right. He's actually got pianos, yeah. What do you reckon, Johnny?
I reckon it's Fat Wants a Wife.
Instead of Farmer.
Yeah, that's
a
ex-farmer,
wants a
wife.
I was a farmer in my early days.
Hey, really?
Yeah, once. Yeah, a shearer, not a jackaroo. What do you call it when you shear? Move on.
I forgot.
Fat wants a wife. Yeah, not
wants
bad.
A wife. Very good. Fletcher from Rosebud. Where do you reckon Bill should go next reality TV show?
G'day, lads. Love the show.
Good on you, mate.
I reckon Survivor, Bill, be good for you. Eat some rice and coconuts. Ooh. Lose your big mud guts. That's all right for you.
Mud guts. I did lose 11 kilos in the jungle, but I think Survivor might be a bit much for me.
Yeah, all right. Well, good stuff, mate.
Yeah.
All right.
So what happened when you lost 11? So yeah. Does that mean when you got out of the jungle, you just then went for it and started eating and drinking?
Well, I was 125 in my boots, right?
Yep.
When I got on the scales at the start. When you get off, they weigh you straight away. I was 114.
Yep. That's pretty good.
It's not bad.
Not a bad way to do it for 3 weeks' work.
Yeah, exactly.
Very good. Mm. Joseph, where do you reckon Bill should appear on next? What TV show?
Oh,
I reckon we could star on Love Island.
That's
the island.
Oh, a bit goes on there, Joey, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. There's a bit of a theme coming through here
not
too,
this
Bill.
Joey, this Joey. Joey, a bit goes on there, the caller.
Yeah, I reckon we could fit a few people on Billy's Island.
Oh, so I'm the island.
You're the island.
Got it, Joey.
I thought that was just a bit of a theme. Everyone's, all these listeners want you to fall in love. They're all trying to find a show for you.
I'm happy for them. Good on them.
That's good. Yeah. And, last one, Chris from your hometown, Geelong.
Oh, G-Town.
Chris, what do you reckon?
Hey, boys, how you going?
Good, Chris.
Keep it in line with your celebrity jungle. Yeah. I reckon you should go on Naked and Afraid.
Oh, have you seen this, Joe?
I've watched a bit of it. I don't get the point of it, though. Basically, they got to spend a couple of days in the jungle nude.
Weeks nude, but they're always blurred. It's always everywhere you look is blurred.
Yeah, it's disappointing, isn't it?
It is a bit. What are you reckon of it, Chris? There it is.
I reckon it's not bad. Me and my partner always watch it when we get a chance. So
get around the house naked and nude, do you?
Oh, when I get a chance.
World movies. Time to give away some prizes. That very good topic that Joey brought to the table, what reality show should I go on next? And we did have a couple of very good callers, Joey.
I like Jason. He said Banged Up Abroad, where you could have to tell one of your best footy stories where you got locked up, where you had too many frothies. I reckon that'd be a good little reenactment.
All right.
So he'll get we're going to give him the 4-day tickets to the Formula One Rolex Australian Grand Prix.
Nice.
Celebrating its 25th year. So www.grandprixstore.com.au.
Well done to you. And I'm going with Matt from Pakenham, who said, dancing in the bars. He put a bit of work into that.
He did. He liked
dancing
it.
Dancing in the bars, you and your three mates are heading along to the All-Star Mile. Be a great race this. March 14 at Caulfield. for your tickets, head to mrc.racing.com.
Speaking of the Grand Prix, Bill, did you see that the Qatar F1 has been cancelled?
I see that.
Because of the restrictions on the travel from Italy. Because obviously, if you know, a bit of the pit crew and a lot of the people are coming from Italy.
Coronavirus.
Because of the coronavirus, obviously.
Yeah.
Makes me wonder about why we haven't done that in Melbourne, because I'm living around the corner from the Albert Park Grand Prix track.
And a lot of the pit crew and everyone would be
coming from Italy. I mean, well, you know.
What is the coronavirus big in Italy, is it?
Well, it's now. There's been a huge spike in coronavirus in Italy.
Well, I've got a question for you.
Yep.
At the minute, I think I looked up the other day, a return flight to China. This is true. It was about $2,500.
Yeah, would you go?
And they give you the best, and you can book the best hotels or whatever.
Yep.
Would you go to China? For a return flight for $2,500 and like 5-star accommodation, you can go and walk the Great Wall of China, you can do all that?
Probably. No, I wouldn't go to China. I'd still go to Italy.
Would you?
Yeah, would you go to Italy?
I'd go to Italy, yeah. I don't know.
Free
about,
trip?
Yeah. Well, it'd be cheap. It'd be the best time to do it.
If you're not worried about it.
And just wear
what
a mask.
You work out the chances. It's like 1% chance, you'll be fine.
You put a mask on, wear that.
Take the risk.
Yeah, exactly.
And the MotoGP in Thailand, that's also been postponed as well for those that love their motorsports. Oh. Again, because of because of the large event. They're trying to not get the large crowds together, which has been spoken about now in Melbourne. You know, they're looking at potentially, if it does continue to spread, whether, you know, crowds at the football and those sorts of things. So it's still getting pretty serious.
Lucy's listening in.
Oh,
Lucy Brownless, my daughter.
Hello, Lucy.
About the reality shows. Not any dating shows, please. And you better listen in tomorrow, Luce, because we got Josh Bruce on, I reckon.
Yeah,
tomorrow we'll have a chat to him and
absolutely
good friends with Paddy, Lucy's boyfriend, and how things are. on the cricket, of course, the girls have got through to the semi-final one at the SCG next Thursday, or this Thursday coming. But you know what's happening? Might happen.
No, not
heavy
rain.
Heavy rain is expected. And if it gets washed out, the Aussies don't go through.
Because they finished, they'll be the lower-ranked team.
That's right.
They were $1.60 favourites at the start of this tournament. They were red-hot favourites to win it. So and they're doing it the hard way and without their superstar, Elise Perry.
That's right. She's out for the whole trip, of course. So that's this Thursday. So no rain, please, up in Sydney.
Fair enough. Very good. Now, Bill, we're running out of time. It's been a great show. Probably one of your best.
Oh, well, the start wasn't great. We just coughed and spluttered away. Not your fault, Michael.
No, we got there in the end. And Rabsy, hopefully you'll be back tomorrow to steer the ship. We hope you're feeling better, Rabsy.
Yeah.
Although I did just remember when you were talking about the basketball. He did go to the basketball last night.
He did.
So I wonder whether he just, could he
had
a couple
one.
Of Sherbets and he's done the old, I've got coronavirus, I can't come in today.
That's what could have happened, Rabsy. Come on, Rabsy. Up tomorrow, Josh Bruce, as we said, and we'll also give away some more Australian Grand Prix tickets.
Beautiful. Very good. All right, you going to finish with a joke, Bill?
Hit the joke button.
In the day with a laugh, this is Billy's joke.
Yesterday was very, very funny, Bill. We got some good feedback yesterday, so can you top it?
Let me tell a couple of little ones for you.
Okay.
Did you hear about the girl who hid drugs in her bra, Joey?
Nope.
Police said it led to a bigger bust. Don't laugh, Joe.
Oh, no, I forgot the gag. I meant to not laugh.
Jim didn't. Yeah. Never laughs. Or how do you wake up Lady Gaga? Broke her face. See, Jim doesn't laugh at me, Joe. Poker, 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 poker.
Thank you, Michael. You've done a great job today.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Probably won't see you tomorrow.
Thanks
for good start. Good on you, Joe. See you tomorrow, 6 o'clock.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy is knocked off for the day.
You know what time it is?
What?
Frothy time!
The new TaylorMade Tour Response Ball. Tour quality that doesn't cost the same as Tour quality.